This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
So, in lieu of recent Bible quotes by someone who should know better, and the events of this past Saturday night here in the land of formerly plenty, we say this to you, brethren, that when you hear fight, 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 the antidote and the answer to that, yes, but love is just a kiss away.
Ezekiel 25:17, the path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Hard drive from the Fifth Estate Studio A, indeed a music house. And that is the title of the track you just listened to by the Scatolites, one of their mainframe players, Roland Alfonso. We continue.
There's a man that lives next door. In my neighborhood, in my neighborhood.
Hey, without a doubt, I'm gonna tell you like I should, as I would say. There's a lot of cats living in the neighborhood. Some are bad and some are very, very good, as I would tell it to you. So I just say you never do no wrong. You got to come on, be the weakest wrong. Then that would be very, very sad. So you got to be good like I know you should, and I would give it to you.
hearts and pens they fall. Bang against the wall.
Yeah.
Bang against the wall.
Hey. Cats like you wanna be living in the neighborhood, as I would tell you. You should be living in the woods, as I would say. You got to leave the community and find a different vicinity. If you are killing to you, you could never do no wrong, as I would say.
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
Baby, baby, I can love you. I can love you. If you let me, I can make your heart feel good. Baby, baby, I can love you. If you let me, I can make your heart feel good. Baby, baby, if you let me, I can love you. Please believe me, I know I could. All you have to do is tell me how to hold you. And I'll hold you just the way I should. All you have to do is tell me.
Pacifier.
If you wanna be squeezed real tight,
honey, I'm the squeezer.
If you wanna be pleased just right,
baby, I'm the pleaser. If you let me, I can love you. Please believe me, I know I could.
If you wanna be squeezed real tight,
honey, they call me the squeezer.
If you wanna be pleased just right,
baby, I'm the pleaser. If you let me,
I can love you.
Please believe me, I know I could.
Igor, would you give me a hand with the bags?
Certainly. You take the blonde and I'll take the one in the turban.
Time ago, now you come back knocking on my door. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in.
Oh no!
I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been. I begged you not. You said goodbye, and now you come back telling all your lies.
I hear you knocking,
but you can't come in.
Oh no!
I hear you knocking. Go back where you've been.
I take casual intros and mic technique to the nth degree on this program. The Paleface Parabola, rendered live on the North Island of NZ from 10 p.m. to midnight in the Free FM Music Zone, and podcast in places aplenty, which we'll outline soon. Sometimes it takes 5 to 8 songs to announce that we're here and who these people are that we've dropped on you for the past 18 minutes. That includes the I'm in awe and not worthy to say that I'm hosting a program on this Duke Ellington's 127th birthday, aka April 29th. And his name, Edward Kennedy Ellington, when the parents named him. And certainly he brought a level of elegance that another Kennedy brought to the White House during the Camelot years of the early 1960s, albeit with a lot of naked women swimming in his pool. I don't know if Duke Ellington ever had anything like that. I think he was a bit more classy, but I don't know. And am I going to legislate sexual behavior on anybody? Certainly not. All that to say this, from the album Duke Ellington Meets Coleman Hawkins, recorded in one day in August of 1962 or 1963. I'm telling you, I don't know what fiend designed the artwork for this CD. Even Superman and his X-ray eyes couldn't suss out this information. The album produced by Bob Thiele, it's so tiny, and it's got people like, well, Johnny Hodges on it, and Harry Carney. They're the two names I recognize. Ellington meets the Bean. The Duke meets the Bean. Coleman Hawkins. That's the name of the record. It's on the Impulse label. And The Jeep Is Jumpin' is the track we heard. That's a cool Jeep. Wonder how much that would be on a monthly payment. Would they take a post-dated check till 2032, I'm asking. George Benson proceeded from Weekend in London. This is a concert recorded in 2019 at Ronnie Scott's in London. Hokey smokes, Bullwinkle. This CD is the best thing George Benson's cut in a long time, in my opinion. The drummer crushes his rhythm patterns. The band is great. Benson, for an aging man of wise jazz years, he gets after it. Yes, there is a lot of the pop hits on here that drove us all crazy because we kept waiting for him to take off that wide lapel suit and get back to playing his guitar. But he brings it on here. Oh, the last couple tracks, Affirmation into Cruise Control. Give Me the Night is tremendous on here. George Benson even does a version of Roberta Flack's Feel Like Making Love. Terrific record. George Benson music here on the Paleface Parabola. Then there was a guitar hero, songwriter, and vocal arranger from the 1950s called Loman Pauling. He was the frontman for the band The Five Roy Als, who started off, as a lot of black musicians did in that time frame, in the gospel church, and then spread their wings out once they got a taste of bottom of the bottle, good hooch, and sex, of course. and it sent him south in the northbound lane. From the collection called Tell the Truth on a obscure label called The Southern Roots, which doesn't have R-O-U-T-E-S and doesn't have a lot of information as to when this track was recorded and why, but we together, brethren, listened to the piece called, I'm vamping for time here to be able to properly see, where is that confounded magnifying glass? There it is. I Could Love You is the name of the track. Now, a sender went out to you, the listener, from me, the host. You know, I could love you. And we hope that you love me, quoting the Rolling Stones from We Love You, the single after Jagger and Richards got thrown in jail in Wormwood Scrubs, London, in the 1960s for having, I think Jagger had six legally prescribed pot pills. Medicine for motion sickness or something like that. Laughable, considering we're talking about Mick Jagger. And Keith Richards got a year in the place for hosting a pot party. It was, as the editorial of the time said, trying to break a butterfly on a wheel. Loman Pauling, formidable on the guitar. He's playing it on the back photo panel here on this record, I Could Love You, from the album Tell the Truth, here on Free FM. Well, the credits say Iroy on this collection, but that sure as heck sounded to me like that was Uroy. Maybe somebody took a wrong turn at Pismo Beach when they should have taken an I-turn. And we heard the track called A Noisy Place from the two-CD collection, Step Forward, Youth. Why am I doing Irish accent when I'm trying to do Jamaican? A question I'll ponder when I turn the microphone off and sadly have the correct answer. I'm inept. A Noisy Place. Iroy, another one of those testers from the 1970s that was really fun to listen to. No one more so than you, Roy, who, again, in my humble, sounded just like you, Roy. Thank you. What else? Oh, yeah, Rolling Out Bounce with Music House here in the place that you came to for the sounds of then and a couple sounds from now. This one of them, even though it was released a decade ago, a band I don't know much about either. They're called the Hot Sardines, and they're coming in cold for you right now.
Un, deux, trois. Si les fleurs qui bordent les chemins se fanaient toutes demain, je garderai au cœur celle qui s'allumer dans tes yeux lorsque je t'aimais tant au pays merveilleux de nos 16 printemps, petite fleur d'amour, tu fleuriras toujours pour moi. Quand la vie par moments me trahit, tu restes mon bonheur, petite fleur. Sur mes 20 ans, je m'arrête un moment pour respirer ce parfum que j'ai tant aimé. Dans mon cœur, tu fleuriras toujours, mon grand jardin d'amour, petite fleur. petites fleurs au grand jardin d'amour, petites fleurs au grand jardin d'amour, petites fleurs.
Thank you. you don't work it off. You reach to hold the woman you love so much yesterday. Cold as ice, if you know why, a Friday there's a pay. Tell me, how do you spell love? M-O-N-E-Y. How do you spell love? M-O-N-E-Y. I've seen it happen over and over, time and time again. I see lovers turn against lovers and friends against friends. So let this be a lesson to whom it may concern. If you want to keep your woman, go out and work it out.
Who drew the line? shots drop from the bottom. Good people, good people are forgotten. Let's shake some truth out of the jar. Let's kick the crooks out of the kitchen. We'll tell some stories at the bar. Good people are forgotten.
Sister Mary plays her mystery train in a town at the end of a railway line. Sister Mary plays her mystery train in a town at the end of the railway line.
So shake some truth out of the jar. It's a battle of blurry edges. There's a famine of compassion. Good people are forgotten.
Good people are forgotten. Good people. Good people are forgotten.
Some days seem to drag. been chosen to be frozen in time. Your body is exhausted, you feel that you've lost your mind. But these eyes, they see that you're nearly free. And if you can hang on a little longer, I swear you'll see it too. Well, a prophet I ain't, mystical saint, but I promise you, my angel, I will see you through. Some days seem to drag on forever. You need all your strength just to keep your head together. Soon you'll see that things are gonna get better at last. For this truth must pass, this too will pass, this too will pass, this too will pass.
Men, there's a drive-in movie full of juicy people. Wow! It's a trap! Help! It's Pick! We've had it, men!
A pleasant aroma for you, but not for mosquitoes. Pick is easy to use. Light it and forget it. Pick's aroma keeps mosquitoes, gnats, and sandflies away. Pick is the best protection for barbecues, fishing and camping trips, or just relaxing in the yard.
So if you don't want our company ever anywhere, just light Pick and see what I mean? Bye!
Pick is on sale at the refreshment stand now.
Oh,
prayers in and of Studio A were just answered. I'm playing the delicate and temperamental track number one on CD player number two, and it's working beautifully and showcases the crystalline skills of Ahmad Jamal, who was born a different name to mom and dad, but made his bones under this name and said, I've got my name and I'm not taking it back, America. Recorded live at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago in March of 1976, a two-CD set just issued this past week. And frequent flyers to this program know that I've not only drank the Kool-Aid for Ahmad Jamal music, I've drank the whole damn keg of the best barley and hops in Hamilton NZ. Dolphin Dance, which I believe, subject to reinterpretation here, but I believe this is a Herbie Hancock cover, Dolphin Dance, Ahmad Jamal music. Coming out of Peter Himmelman, my autographed copy of this remarkable record from the early 90s, From Strength to Strength. Peter Himmelman was, and I suppose maybe still is, Bob Dylan's son-in-law. And I thought that he was going to be a heir to the throne, considering his lineage, and also the fact that he was a good-looking guy. He wrote great stuff. The music business, which is the cruel and shallow money trench that Hunter Thompson once dubbed it as, looks for flaws. Peter Himmelman's? Himmelman's was that he was an observant Jew, and he refused to play on the Sabbath, which is Friday night, and they didn't like it. And after he insisted on giving them his concept record called Skin, which was pretty inscrutable, they said, I don't care if your dad is Bob Dylan or your dad is Ed from Married with Children, we're not going to keep you any longer. Track we heard was called These Things Will Pass, From Strength to Strength. It's got some crazy great songs on it, including one called Impermanent Things that is just marvelous songwriting. IMHO from Australia, next town over, continent-wise. From New Zealand, this band, Midnight Oil, who I've got then and now a lot of time for. This is one of their later day records called Resist. And the piece that I'm assuming has local meaning for those listeners north of the North Island. This is called the Barka Darling River. Now, where that is, maybe it's in the outback, maybe it's in a populated place. But that's the one we played because I liked it. I just wanted to hear these guys because it's been a while. Peter Garrett, the front man, great band. And those guys were passionate about what they did. It kind of sound like, you know, the band, if you know the band Rage Against the Machine, and how sincere and serious they are, that they, you know, they bring it politically. Well, Midnight Oil is like that, except with pale faces rather than colored ones. What else did we hear in that set? We heard instrumental by Jelly Roll Morton called New Orleans Bump. And that was inspired by the in-house concert we had at my record shop, Sound Effects Records, of Hackettstown, New Jersey, this past Saturday, when the charismatic and lushly haired Greg Steer mentioned Jelly Roll Morton's name. And I was like, you know, I haven't played the role in a long time, so let me do that. From the compact disc Jelly Roll Blues on a subsidiary label, the New Orleans Bump. Jelly Roll, by all accounts, a wild man, but to fine effect in his music. The Hot Sardines got the set started off with Let's Go from their self-titled debut album from 2014. The lead singer brings a Madeline Peru vibe to the enterprise. And the band has got old-time feel in by the dozens. And on the way here, the big guy who has nudged his way into being a vital part of our empire here at the Paleface Parabola, he had that young lady, 27-year-old Laffey, however you pronounce her name, on in a car today. And I've been tiptoeing around trying to describe her to people, but, you know, I've landed on Billie Holiday. Well, who could be Billie Holiday? But she's got that Eras vibe to it, and she sounds pretty good to my ears. Similar with the Hot Sardines, except they swing a little bit better and a little bit harder. And, of course, now, Lost to Obscurity. Fabulous Thunderbirds got it started with How Do You Spell Love? M-O-N-E-Y. From T-Bird Rhythm, produced by Nick Lowe. I don't know how he got hooked up with those guys. Jimmy Vaughn was in the band at the time, Stevie Ray's brother. Kim Wilson, well-known and highly regarded harmonica player and frontman for the band. Keith Ferguson, the bass player of the band, who liked to hit the medicine bag when he was off stage. He played bass on that record. And those guys tore it up on it. That's my favorite Bab T-Birds record. By, I think, the album Tough Enough, Dave Edmonds was producing, and he talked him into putting synthesizers and 80s production on their album. And I liked it. I didn't like it as much. That's where we've been. That ends Tonight Your Ears, Tomorrow the World, The Game Within a Game, The Show Within a Show here, as we present and produce and perform Mental Gymnastics and Musical Hopscotch here on the Paleface Parabola. He's the Mystery Man. His time to dive into the deep end of the fun pool coming up in about 50 minutes. And we just mentioned the big guy, only one dose of praise a show there, you. And then there's Philby, who does the graphics and does the scouting for places for the Paleface Parabola, along with his own show, Retrospect, which follows us to land on a weekly basis. May as well tell you about it while we're here. Podcast possibilities include Apple Podcast, New Zealand Media Access. What's the other one from NZ? While I'm trying to think of it, we're reheard on Spotify and also Apple Podcasts, among others. That information is on our social media page, the Paleface Parabola, which is you can cheerfully find, and it'll turn that brown upside down when we post the weekly options to listen and also the updated playlist when I have the time and go juice to post it, which will be this week since I don't have another program. I'm off from my Friday night gig at Homegrown Radio NJ here in New Jersey for the station's first Friday concert, and we'll be back on Friday night, May 8th. So there's no excuses trying to tunnel through our music laboratory downstairs is a priority this week, along with what we were just talking about. my sieve-like brain these days. Enthralled, thank you, being a grandparent. My granddaughter, 3 weeks old. We just had a face-to-face with her this past Sunday night. She was thrilled. Wanted to read a book to her. She had no interest. Three-week-old granddaughter, underline. My son, who's fantastic, and his wife, who is equally so. They're one of those couples where you can immediately suss that they are a good match for each other. Unlike Trump and his mail-order wife. And can I ask a question for you here in this country, America, and for those of you listening around the world? Where did he hire these security people that are supposed to be protecting him from? The Acme Marketing Company? I mean, how many assassination attempts, if you buy in to the fact that they were assassination attempts for real, does this guy have to put up with three in 2 years' time? He was talking about how brave Melania was at the press conference the other night. It was like, she's in a state of shock. She looked up and said, what happened? Some guy running. And Trump was right about one thing. That guy was fast, man. Did you see the clip of him bolting past the security guards? It was impressive. U.S. currency. Nickels cost 13.78 cents to manufacture. They're minus 9 cents a coin. If Trump stays in office, I would say they're in the crosshairs. He doesn't like waste of stuff unless it's ballrooms or wars, the eight wars that he solved in the last year or so, which means they must have new criteria for the Nobel Peace Prize, which he's been campaigning for, because getting us out of eight wars, phew, what an achievement. The history books, right? I think it's the hysterical books of the gales of laughter, except it's not so funny because people are dying. A 24,000-year-old worm was unfrozen this week. And I thought, was it Lindsey Graham? The senator who's got his head far enough off up Trump's sphincter where there's no dislodging him. The Artemis II, there's a ticker tape parade that's being floated, the notion being floated for New York City on Broadway. I was like, you mean it hasn't happened already? What are people waiting for? The heroism to do something like that after 54 years? Forget about it. A deer was found in a Chinese restaurant cafe recently. What's happened? Cats being replaced there? That's the old stereotype and joke about Chinese restaurants when they're lacking ingredients, key ingredients here in America for their food. India. Wedding receptions in India, for those who can afford it, I suppose. The waitresses serve on hover boards. That's Jetson-esque, isn't it? If you remember the old cartoon with George and his boy Leroy and Astro the dog. Australia, your neighbors again, getting a lot of love here on tonight's Pale-Faced Parabola. Riverboat postman delivered by boat, anything from a letter to a fridge. Man, how did that? Man, that sounds like a great job, unless the crocs are biting that day. The Savannah Bananas baseball team. I know John Oliver here in the States, if those of you around the world that are listening, dig his action on Sundays here from the States. The Savannah Bananas baseball team has the carny aspects of their presentation down cold. They have run promotions like flat. What is it? Oh, yeah. Fun Flatulence Night. Who gets the job of measuring that? Also, a salute to underwear night. The owner Jesse Cole, says it's like going to a circus and a baseball game breaks out. Pretty much. The cheerleaders are called the Savannah Bananas, because the last name is Bananas. And the women, the over 65 crowd, are called, oh, this is the men. And the men are called the Dad Bod Cheerleading Squad. You know, try and get ASSs in the seats here. You got to work hard in America these days. There's lots of fighting for the same dollar when it comes to sports. Bezos and Blue Horizon sent a customer satellite into the wrong orbit last week. Wow. What'd they do, plot the course with Sharp's Trumpy? Sharp's Trumpy. Look who's not sharp now. What did he do? What does Bezos do? Does he send him a reimbursement, a receipt for his purchase? How come world leaders talk peace but don't practice it? A rhetorical question for those of you who pay attention to the news. Robert Borosage, quote, "It's time to stop living the lie. The old order has failed Americans. It's time for the United States to develop a new way of living in the world." That's the key part of that for me, because I'm not an insurrectionist, believe it or not. I just believe in truth-telling, if possible. And can we trust our sources? Who the hell knows? But, you know, when stuff makes sense more than the platitudes like fight, fight, fight after you get shot or you're about to get shot, if either actually happened. Robert Borosage concludes, this won't be easy. Post-World War II, America has been at war virtually nonstop. There have been 200 military interventions. I'll repeat and rinse. 200 military interventions since 1950. Because, as we know, if you see the financials from arms sales, war is good business. Mad Magazine, they had a goof on Parks and Recreation, which was one of my favorite comedies of all time here on American TV. Amy Poehler from SNL and Nick Offerman as Ron Swanson used to have me chuckling like a schoolgirl every single show. Well, Mad Magazine did a storyline, Parks and Regurgitation, in its recent issue. And a quote from, I believe, Leslie Knope, whose campaign slogan when she ran for office in Pawnee, Indiana, on The Real Show, said, "Just say nope." K-N-O-P-E. Well, the business plan for one of her associates, get two shoes shined and then offer the incentive, get the third shined for free. Now, I kind of get how you could make that work for you, but I got the joke right away, too. Three shoes? What humanoid? Most humanoids don't walk around with 3 feet. Dave Brock from the band Hawkwind, quote, "My happiest moments of being with the band was trying to sleep on the bus while they were singing The Carpenters' Close to You." Hawkwind, one of the more freaky styly bands of English prog in the 1970s. In fact, Lemmy Kilmister from Motorhead was in that band for a couple records in the beginning. Elvis Costello, quote, "I could never imagine a lot of people wanting this ugly geek in glasses ramming his songs down the throats of listeners." get it straight. I'm here to disrupt people's lives. And that was his early thing, wasn't it? The angry young man. Did all right for himself with women. I know he had the playmate model, if you're going physical, B.B. Buell for a time. In fact, I think that broke up his first marriage. And also now married to the jazz chanteuse diva Diana Krall from Canada. Finally, Melissa Etheridge here on All the News That Gives You Fits. What would the 23-year-old Melissa Etheridge tell the now 60-year-old Melissa Etheridge? Well, number one, figure out how to work inside the music business and make it work for you, and you'll have a long and lasting career. Part B, do more sit-ups. That's Melissa Etheridge. Our team here on the Pale-Faced Parabola, again, the mystery man who sprinkles his fairy dust on the program at the end of the show in the crossover to retrospect, this week being number 725, and makes it shine like a new dime. He also plays music on this program to end it, gets the valedictory statement on a weekly basis. The big guy with his four wheels, hot wheels, in motion here, and actually, round of applause and a foamy mug raised to him. He knows the route now after several months of getting my fanny up here to do the show. Phil Gray, whose family has got some worry, and we're rooting for you, Dad. And Phil also hosts the program That Follows Us, which we just talked about, Retrospect. And finally, Mike Williams, one of our morning show hosts here at Free FM. I believe he does Sundays and Thursdays, 7:30 to 9:30 a.m. time-wise, and here on the East Coast of the USA, at least, from 3:30 in the afternoon till 5:30 until the time change happens again. And finally, there's me, the hold your nose and submit to the fact that I am the talent on this program. At some point, someone younger, better, and very good looking will replace me. But for now, you're stuck. Once a week, Wednesday evenings, live. Hi, Ivan from the Var Lounge. From 10 p.m. to midnight. And again, podcast weekly. And we're replayed on Free FM 89.0 out of Hamilton on Sunday mornings at 2 a.m. You know, in those days, I was just getting home from the pub. And certainly no stranger to altering at that point. I would still be up. These days, 2 a.m., even on a Sunday morning here in the States, that's a bridge too far for me. But what isn't a bridge too far is this band from Louisville, Kentucky, home of NRBQ and, as notably, Cassius Clay, a.k.a. Muhammad Ali. This is a band called King Kong, and this is my favorite track from this great record from the 90s.
Scuba diver diving into the sea. Down, down, scuba duba dive. swimming so fast as the one who saw the scuba diver swim past. If I were the tuna, do you wonder what I'd see? I would see a scuba diver diving into the sea. Down, down, scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Have you ever seen a shark hanging so low at the bottom of the ocean where the fish are all aglow? If I were the shark, do you wonder what I'd see? I would see the scuba diver looking straight back at me. Down, down, scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver. Down, 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 scuba duba diver.
a paper cup.
I like the cut of your jib.
When you're painting the town
and you're shaking them hills.
Cause you wanna get down, down in the mud, face first in line, wiping the blood off with your hands. No time to pray, and you can't understand that you just can't find love when you're down in the mud.
Now when your pain is a whistle and your heart is a pistol,
with no mud on your face,
you're just charming grace.
Well, he says, I love you. And she says, I love you.
And you're shaking her hips.
Cause you wanna, wanna, wanna.
Yes, are you ready, Robin?
Yes, Batman.
Ah!
wrench slash start the nuclear power for the Batmobile?
Right again, Robin.
Okay, Batman.
Action.
Yes, 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 yes. This be Brave Combo. From somewhere deep in the heart of Texas or not. No, 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 cha-cha-cha. Which is a hybrid of the Stone Satisfaction and to Hoyt Axton's, as sung by Ringo Starr, cha-cha-cha-cha, no-no song. And almost anything these guys do, I'm in the tank for. Coming out of a set here in We Cheat the Hangman, salvo number two of tonight's Paleface Parabola on this Wednesday, April, because it begins with an A, April 29th. There's something else on the show that begins with an A, but I'll restrict my foul language. To tell you that, we heard King Kong doing Scuba Dooba Diver, which I'll send out to Mojo Beauregard, Crazy Carzy, and Darling Dahlia, our nuclear family from the west coast of the USA. King Kong from Louisville, Kentucky. Talked about them before, so we'll just move forward and speak on Roy Brown, one of the early kings of rock and roll music. He wrote the anthem, like Carl Perkins wrote Blue Suede Shoes for the rockabilly crowd. Roy Brown's Good Rockin' Tonight, absolute call to action on the rock and roll side, even though it was rhythm and blues. That was a number one hit, I believe, for the Deluxe label in the 1940s. And Roy Brown carried on for a while that version, which was a thinly veiled rewrite of Good Rockin' Tonight. We're going Rocking Tonight from 1958. Roy Brown Music took that from a collection called Rocks, which spanned his Deluxe and Imperial years of his career. Wound up dying in May of 1981 of a heart attack at a young age. Grand Funk, the Railroad, was dropped temporarily from All the Girls in the World Beware, 1974 the year. That's the album that had Bad Time on it, along with the Locomotion, Little Eva's hit, written by Carole King. Look at Granny Run Run was done by the likes of Ry Cooder, who performed that on his album Bop Till You Drop and also used to play it live. Oh, somebody else used to do that song. It was written by Mort Schumann and Doc Pomus, I believe. 1974. Look at Granny Run Run, just to see the jaws dropping on the floor as I announce that, yes, indeed, I played Grand Funk Railroad. But truth be told, full disclosure, brothers and sisters, I used to listen to Grand Funk Railroad and liked it. Samantha Fish with Jesse Dayton, produced by John Spencer of the Blues Explosion. Death Wish Blues, the name of the record. It's from 3 years ago in 2023. So proud of myself I could do that math quickly. And heard the track called Down in the Mud. And I like this record a lot. It was the one that finally got me to the point where I would say, Samantha Fish is pretty good and a heck of a guitar player. I just thought, you know, it was, well, if you're going to listen to Samantha Fish, why not listen to somebody else that's authentic? She's authentic. Jefferson Airplane with the mono version of It's No Secret from 1966. The days were Skippy, as he was known, Skippy Spence, who the following year was the guitar player, one of three, in Moby Grape, along with Jerry Miller and Peter Lewis. And Skippy was the drummer in the Jefferson Airplane, and when asked why, Marty Balin said, I saw him walking out of a club, and I thought, that's my drummer. And so it was. From Jefferson Airplane Takes Off, Marty Balin singing his lovesick heart out on It's No Secret. And ended the set from 1966, Link Wray and the Raymond, bumper crop of sounds for 1966. Link Wray and the Raymond doing the Batman theme. And the kick on that, if Neil Hefti kept his publishing, ooh, but doo, but he'd cash in. Took that from a collection called 1966, the year the decade exploded. Talking 60s, yo. Hey, if want to send us praise or get the big gong out for this program during the week, sometimes in equal measure, you can text us to 908-914-7582. That's 908-914-7582 to text advice, abuse, or comments on tonight's presentation of the Pale-Faced Parabola for April 29th, 2026, Anno Domini. You've been brave. You've listened to the combo, underscore my vocal on this break. Now it's time to hang out with Keith Richards. Yikes. And wait for the man.
Misha is the furthest from my mind. I'm just looking for a dear friend of mine. Yeah, I'm waiting for my man. Here he comes. He's all dressed in black. Beat up shoes. First thing you learn is that you always gotta wait. I'm waiting for my man. Waiting for my man. To a brownstone, up three flights of stairs. Everybody's pinching, yeah, but nobody cares. Yeah, who's got the words to give you sweet taste? You gotta split because you got no time to waste. I'm waiting for my man. Baby, don't you holler. Baby, don't you scream and shout. Yeah. I'm feeling good. You know I'm gonna work it on now. Yeah, I'm feeling good. I'm feeling oh so fine. Until tomorrow, they've got some other time. Yeah, I'm waiting for my.
Oh, Sunset glow from a hill, let it flow, take your fill. One touch, perfect moment, Mona Lisa smile. One touch, perfect moment, makes it all worthwhile. Autumn night, crystal clear, mystic light seems so near. One such perfect moment, there's nothing you can say. One such perfect moment gets you through the day. Mountain sheen, ocean shine, Miocene Valentine. One such perfect moment, never twice the same. Such a perfect moment will keep you in the game.
My man, Italian Western music, Atmospheric and Infamous by Ennio Morricone from 1968, Once Upon a Time in the West. And yes, Eastwood was in that movie. Happily not commenting politically on affairs of state here in the United States. This track called Man with the Harmonica, taking it from a two-album set anthology called A Fistful of Film Music. Then there was, well, the mental picture is two drunks at the end of the bar at closing time. Mose Allison and Van Morrison, and that's probably libelous, but there I said it. Co-produced by Van, Ben Sidran, and Georgie Fame, because maybe they got too drunk at that session, needed three of them to produce, from the tribute to Mose Allison album called the Tell Me Something, The Songs Of, on the Verve label from 1996. Gorillaz, yes, I can play new music on the show. Yes, I can. From the new album, The Mountain. The reason I finally succumbed to the band Gorillaz, which is mostly a visual act, I'm told, is because that was Ron and Russell, a.k.a. the Mayall Brothers, a.k.a. Sparks, the brains and frontman behind Sparks anyway. We just listened to the track called The Happy Dictator, which, of course, we'll send out to the ghost of Charlie Chaplin. He's happy to hear new music from Sparks. And Keith Richards got together with Stevie Jordan. And also Ivan Neville to do that cover of Lou Reed's I'm Waiting for the Man. Now, that was infamous from the Velvet Underground. And Keith decided, well, when we were asked to, or he was asked to do that disc, he said, well, what would be a more appropriate song considering the parallel tracks we traveled on at times to do I'm Waiting for the Man. Thus and So took that from a collection called The Power of the Heart, a tribute to Lou Reed. Ricky Lee Jones is on that tribute also, along with others. I saw the hand of not Doom, but Light and Happiness reach over my shoulder to get himself even more familiar with what he's about to play here to end the program. Retrospect with Bill coming up, episode number 725 this week. If you're not listening, black eyes all around. But let's, I'll leave you to handle that, since my strength in my arthritic hands has got up and went. Let's talk Mystery Man, who's got up and selected a track for us to end the program in a crash, boom, and bang kind of way. What do you got for us this week?
We have a group from Colombia and who have a residency in Paris. They're called Pixvay. And they've had various members come through the band over the years. This is their fourth album, and I have not heard this yet. So they have a strong track record here in my studio. We're going to hear a tune called Caminando.
Oh, I could have done that. You took the easy one this week. listen to that sinister laugh. What a no good, Nick, huh? The Mystery Man. And he is the conscience of the Pale-Faced Parabola here on these Wednesday nights and throughout the week. We'll be back in 168 hours to taunt and flaunt. In the meantime, we wish you well. Sláinte, good fortune, and go well. We close with, well, what he just said. Diggy in 7.
Saliendo hoy de mi tierra, a todos aquí he dejado, los que siempre me quisieron, los que nunca se acercaron, caminando en esta vida, con mi tambor y mi mano, con mi familia y orgullo, de mi pueblo colombiano. Siempre voy de la mano, llevamos
mostrando el camino que nunca se ha equivocado. La música me acompaña y siempre tengo mi guía. El ritmo en mis pensamientos, melodía y armonía. Caminando, 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 caminando. Aquí sigo mi camino y siempre voy convencido, agradecido y contento con todo lo recorrido. Si un día mi tierra vuelvo, me voy con la frente en alto, llevando la fortaleza del camino trazado. A la lele, uy a la lele, uy a la lele, uy a la lele. Caminando, caminando, voy con mi marimba y con mi tambor y con mi familia. Caminando, oh, 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 oh. Espero que haya cambiado lo que atrás hemos dejado, pero no hemos olvidado. Ver a mi gente contenta, ver a mi gente contenta, eso siempre he anhelado, eso siempre he anhelado. Lejos de tanta violencia, lejos de tanta indecencia, en nuestro pueblo se hermana, en amor a perdida. Conservemos la memoria.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.